Welcome back on a KJF Sports Talk powered by your local McDonald's. Wrapping things up here with Terry Frank of DeSoto Girls Track and Field. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon. Let's talk some track and field, why don't we?
That sounds good. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing these things.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Let's start with a returning senior for you, a state qualifier, a 100-meter hurdle, a seventh place finisher, Caitlin McGinnity. One of several female seniors to lead the group this year, Coach. So your thoughts on her offseason program and how she's developed between last year and this year?
She had a great fall. She was part of the cross-country team that went fourth in the state this fall for us. So she had a great fall. Then she played basketball in the winter, so she's a three-sport athlete. So we really don't get a lot of contact with her, but she works her tail off. She's in the weight room. She's back in the weight program, and she just works really hard, and she's doing really well. She's coming off an injury. She broke her arm last summer. There's some psychological hoops to jump through, but she's mastered all of them so far. So she just keeps going, and there's not a tougher kid out there.
Well, I was going to say, if she's good at jumping hurdles, she's probably good at jumping through hoops, too.
I would assume so.
Yes, I would, too. Let's sort of stick with the cross-country theme, because obviously in track and field you have your distance runners, and Lily Kempfe was a junior that performed outstanding. Riley Petch, who's a freshman this year, did pretty well as well, a state qualifier, and then Erica Meller, sophomore, also state qualifier in cross-country. So I imagine you're probably feeling pretty confident with those three and Caitlin McGinnity that some distance will be pretty good for you guys this year.
Yeah, you got to add Kayla Vogelsang to that list too. She's another freshman. She was actually all state as well. So, but yeah, those kids are absolutely dynamite, and what they're going to bring to our distance program, I'm just extremely excited to see what they can do. So Kayla and Lily both are running together, look very strong. Riley's out. She played basketball too, so she's just getting back under miles and everything else, but she looks really good. From what I've seen, and Coach Young is really impressed, and if he's impressed with where they're at, so am I.
Regarding some non-state qualifiers, just some names that I've picked off of Mo Miles Split regarding some of your female seniors, Paisley Thompson, Shelby White, Jewel Kohler, and Kaylee Hartman, are all four of those girls still with the program, and if so, what are they expected to do this year?
Three of the four are. Kayla Hartman moved on, but the other three definitely are, and you know, White's going to be a 1-2 specialist for us, and she'll run in our 4x1, 4x2 relays most likely. She's usually our lead leg. Both of those, a district champion 4x1, she led that off last year. She's a big part of what we do in the sprint relays, and we're hoping for a big season from her. Jewel, we're happy that she's healthy. She's been a little banged up the last couple of years, so we're looking for big things from her. Once again, she was part of that cross-country team as well. Actually was their fifth runner at the state meet this fall. So she was a big part of everything that happened there in the fall as well. And we're hoping she fits a niche, 400, 800, and maybe up to the mile. And so we're hoping she fits in there and helps us out in the 4x8. Paisley Thompson got hurt. Unfortunately for us, she got in a car accident and she did get injured. And so we're not quite sure. We're not quite sure if she'll be back by the season's end or not. We're hopeful. And, you know, we're mostly just praying that she gets healthy and gets right soon.
Oh, my. Yeah. We offer the same sentiment there. Okay. Well, yeah, let's hope Paisley Thompson gets back healthy for you, Coach. And if she does, what are her events, by the way?
She's a pole vault specialist.
Pole vault specialist.
For the most part, she's a pole vault specialist. And she was looking to have a big year. She really was. She had worked hard. She was coming in and working with Coach Ginge in the off-season group, and really was looking pretty impressive with what she was doing. And unfortunately, you know, we just can't control it. But as I told her when I talked to her on the phone after her accident, I'm just happy to be talking to her because it was a pretty bad accident. She is doing well. She's in no life-threatening danger or anything like that. But it was a pretty nasty automobile accident. So.
Okay, well, good. Glad to hear she's doing well, Coach.
Thank you.
Well, when it comes to the rest of your team, I know I've sort of touched on the hurdles and the distance, but There are some things where, you know, maybe one season you're not strong in an area, but then the next season you kind of are. Anything different for you, Coach, from last year to this year? Any events or things like that that you feel like could be a strength this season that that weren't necessarily a strength last year?
Well, you know, we got a few things. They weren't our strongest events last year, but they were pretty strong. We sent a kid in triple jump to the state track meet. We sent another jumper in long jump in Emma Portell, who's back this year, to the sectional meet. And if it weren't for a bad sectional meet, she would have been at state. Emma's going to be a huge force this year, I think, in the jumps. She's looking fantastic in triple jump and long jump. We've got a couple more young jumpers we're hoping to fill in. Haley Johnson is looking very good in high jump as well. So those are areas we're looking to improve. The 4x1, 4x2, those both should be back and pretty strong. We took a 4x4 to state last year. We're still trying to figure out if we've got one. I think our 4x8 is going to be extremely strong with that distance crew. In the throws, we've got a couple new kids out, and a couple of them are really, really looking exciting, especially with the javelin. We've got a young girl named Trista Grobe. She's a freshman, and Coach Ecker can't stop talking about it. Tells me how good she's doing almost daily. We've got another freshman, Jill Heath, who's also throwing the javelin really well. And we've got a third one, Caitlin Hanna, who's a sophomore, who's out for the first time, is also throwing the javelin really well. J.C. Feller, she's already improving in the shot, and I get a daily update on her, too. She's working hard, and she's getting better and better. So coming out of being a state champion wrestler right into track for us.
Yeah,
those are areas, and we've got a bunch of kids. So
I was going to say, regarding JC, if she doesn't make it to state, I know just based on talking to her how much she's kind of beat herself up over it. So you know what you're going to get out of her, and that's hard work until she can't work anymore. That sort of mentality.
Yeah, between all of that and Erica Meller, I would kick myself. I didn't mention that just the work she's put in. She's really worked hard this off season, and so we're kind of looking at her to fit a specialized niche in that 400, 800 area as well. And she looks really impressive right now. So all of those areas, we're looking to get better. And we're really pleased where our team is. We just want to keep working, you know, and, you know, avoid hiccups early and see where we're at.
All right, Coach Frank, if you wouldn't mind, just fill in our listeners as to when your season officially begins, and if you've taken a look at the schedule between now and, you know, districts and whatnot, some meets that you feel like will be pretty challenging to your group.
Okay, we officially start next Monday. Actually, we go to the Hillsboro co-ed meet, which is a smaller meet. It's a good one to get our feet wet. That Saturday, we're going to be at Festus, which is a big meet. They used to call it the Early Bird Meet. This year, they're going to call it the McCullough Douglas Meet, which I like. And so that meet should be very big, should be challenging for us, should have quite a few girls teams that are really good. I know they've got a team, at least one or two, coming in from out of state, from Kansas, I believe. They might have one from Illinois, too, so as they've done in the past. After that meet, we've got some local meets. We are at St. Jen. We're back at Festus. We have Perryville, Hillsboro, and a few other local meets before we get to conference, which is always challenging. You know, we've had years where we finished top 10 in the state and top 5 in the conference, you know, out of 9 teams. So our conference is always challenging, and so that's always a good meet for us.
All right, very well. Hey, Coach Frank, again, thank you for the time this afternoon, and best of luck to the DeSoto girls track and field team.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, that is Terry Frank, head coach of the DeSoto girls track and field team, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk. That's it. Your 5 o'clock news is coming up next.